here in Honolulu, Hawaii at NAFCU's 50th anniversary annual conference with Linda Bode from Element Fiddle Creating. How are you, Linda?
Good. Great to be here.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're great to be here because this is a nice place. A little bit.
Nice. Yeah. Yes, extremely.
Palm trees, sand, blue ocean, mountains in the background. It's pretty picturesque.
Yes. Lots of nature, lots of beach, lots of fun. And a serious time zone change, so.
I can imagine. You're from East Coast, West Virginia, and that's, what, 6 hours difference, I think?
Yeah, 6 hours.
Goodness gracious.
I'm almost adjusted, but not quite.
You'll be adjusted just in time to go back home. That's the way it works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about something. We were just talking before the recording that we saw each other last week at the CU Water Cooler Disruption 17 event in Madison, Wisconsin, which was another slam dunk home run event, again, those guys put on. And you were presenting there, and your topic was leading by example and underdog story. Can you give folks out there who may have missed your talk a quick summary on what's going on?
Sure.
What it was all about?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. So we're a small credit union. We're $31 million in assets, so that might be a microscopic credit union by standards these days. But we're still surviving and even thriving.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good.
So it doesn't really matter your size. You can be relevant and you can succeed. And that's what we do. And so we're kind of an underdog because we're not supposed to still be around, I don't think, from what some people think. So my talk was about being an underdog.
I like that.
Not expected to survive. I also talked about being from West Virginia, which, you know, we're an underdog. We're like 49th and 50th in everything that's like not really positive.
Yeah.
So, but yet we still, you know, exist.
Still successful, yeah.
We still innovate. We still are there. People still love us. So, you know, being an underdog means you're maybe underpowered and maybe don't as much money or whatever thing you think that you need. But what you don't have, you make up for in passion. And grit and love for what you do, and you use the tools at your disposal.
Do you relish the underdog role, or does it help you? Does it kind of fuel you to like strive for something greater, or am I barking up the wrong tree here?
Yeah, I think that's probably true, because I've grown up an underdog again from being from West Virginia, and now being in the credit union industry, I think credit unions are underdogs. Because we're still pretty small in financial services. So it kind of fits my personality and maybe a lot of other people who are involved in credit unions to this level might relish that fact too. It's a challenge.
It is. People rise to the occasion.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned in the beginning that, you know, you're $31 million in assets and a lot of people think, oh my gosh, you're ripe for being merged or something. Do you see that? Because that seems to be the trend right now. The smaller credit unions are kind of getting gobbled up by the bigger ones. And is that a scary thing for you? Or do you even think about it? Or is it even on your radar? I mean, how do you approach that?
It's not scary to me. We have no intention of merging. Again, we're successful. We're thriving. We're relevant to our membership. We make money. We have a great community. So what would be the point of merging?
True.
So, no, I'm not scared.
Yeah. Well, I don't see, Linda, I've known you for a while, and I don't see you scared of anything, so.
Let's see, I'm scared of heights. I really don't like being on the 33rd floor in my hotel room and looking down.
Well, you'll have to talk to the reservations desk about that, but credit union-wise, I don't see you scared of much at all, if anything.
That's pretty much accurate, yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
Glad I got something right. So what do you want to gain from this conference that can help you help your credit union become more successful? Are you looking for anything in particular here or just kind of networking in general, or what do you want to take back?
Yeah, I'm looking for just all around education and support, and also, you know, rules are changing, the landscape is changing, so being here with credit union and other credit union executives and board members and networking with them is very helpful, but also the sessions on regulation, where we're headed, all the stuff that I don't like to, you know, really talk about or do, but, you know, I have to stay educated and learn how to work within those boundaries, unfortunately, but that's a joke, by the way.
Bada boom. She's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. I have more. But, yeah, and to make sure that we do continue as a going concern and retain our relevance and build another future for, you know, 50 years to come. Because, you know, even though I won't be here in 50 years, I hope that our credit union and all credit unions will be here.
Yep, I agree.
What keeps you awake at night? I ask you that question because we've known each other for a while, and you're one of the more progressive people that I know as far as what you do at your credit and what you implement and stuff like that. I really like the things that you do there. And so what, is there anything that kind of keeps you awake at night when it comes to your credit union moving forward or something keeping it from moving forward?
I guess just being fast enough. And I think people say that you're already ahead, but I don't feel like I'm ahead. I don't feel
that's
like
a good thing.
Right. So, yeah, so mine is being behind or losing the relevance. So it's, you know, it's a constant struggle, war within, whatever you want to call it, to continue to innovate and improve and be the best credit union that we can possibly be.
You guys are doing that, at least from my perspective. I really enjoy watching you guys kind of from afar and seeing what you're doing. So I really enjoy that. So good job.
Yeah, so that's what keeps me up at night is, okay, we gotta keep this train moving forward. So that's the challenge, I think.
Wrap-up question for you here. What's your outlook on 2017 based on what's happened this year so far? New administration, we're 6 months into those guys. Still regulation issues and technology moving at light speed. How do you see 2017 shaping up?
I don't think anything earth-shattering. I don't think anything's going to move backward. I think things are moving forward. Heard a lot of positive things today from Mark McWaters about from the NCUA perspective. So that made me hopeful that we'll get some movement there in a positive direction for credit unions. But I think it's all positive. I don't think there's a negative. But also your perception, your perspective kind of determines your outlook. So I'm optimistic. I'm an optimist.
I like that.
So I think every year is a great year.
Good. And it should be.
Absolutely.
All right. I think that's a great message to end on. Linda, thank you so much.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.